Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk about the month of May. So we do still have a little bit of volatile energy on the global scene up through the first couple weeks of May. That is tied into what's still going on with our eclipse energy carried over from April, so we might still see some sonic things playing out there. But we want to really look at what's going on in the personal planetary energy for all of us for this month. So we are starting out on the 2nd of May with Pluto beginning his retrograde. This begins at 1:46 p.m. Eastern, and Pluto will then be in retrograde until October 11th. This is occurring in the sign Aquarius at the beginning and will end up back in Capricorn for the very last time in our lifetime, starting September 1st until the end of the retrograde. So let's look at the Aquarius side that we're going to be invested in May. And that means that it is going to allow us to kind of slow down, take a breather at all the deep, profound changes that have been playing out around our personal aspirations. A lot of people, and I would suggest most people, should be reinventing themselves in the year 2024. So Pluto's retrograde is going to allow us to kind of catch up with some of the changes that have occurred up to now and give us the time to go back and reassess anything as far as, like, the things we want to purge and change or the things we want to evolve and transform, anything having to do with our finances or sexual attractions or third-party interests, our personal empowerment, and how that's playing out around our aspirations at this point in our life and what's going on with our original projects and are there friends involved and we need to make some changes to how we're socializing with others, what's going on online and in groups and at gatherings. And even with astrology or charities, these can also be under this umbrella. So giving us that time to kind of go back to the past or rework the current. We're going to have months to do this. So just kind of pay attention to what's shifting gears around the 2nd. Then by the 7th, we have the new moon in Taurus at 18 degrees. This is going to kick off 2 weeks of forward momentum. It's a really good indicator that it is time to launch into something new or next chapter with a current story involving our personal income or products that we are working on, or something that we're doing with our possessions or purchases. And so it will give us more momentum there than we have had. And then coming into that, about halfway into that 2 weeks, on the 15th, Mercury will enter this same sign, Taurus, that will then start to open up the communications, bring more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about income, purchases, products, possessions. So we are really going to get that ball rolling. It's also, I think, going to feel good because Mercury was retrograde in Aries, and then it's been going through the shadow, and now it's finally exiting that sign on the 15th. So I think it's going to, we're going to feel kind of the weight of all the stuff we had to redo during that Mercury retrograde lifting off as well. And we're full tilt into what's going on in this Taurus arena of money and purchases, products, and possessions. Then, you know, at the end of the month, maybe the last third of the month, I should say, we're going to start to have this energy pouring into Gemini. So it starts with the sun on the 20th. This kicks in at 8:59 a.m. Eastern, and we'll be there for 30 days. So the sun is illuminating Gemini. It is really saying show up for the Gemini themes in life. Show up or get more personally involved. get more physically driven. You can shine here. You can stand out. You can promote your interests here. So Gemini is really about our ideas and our flirtations and the lighter, you know, banter back and forth with others, those meetings, the sales, anything you're doing locally, or if you're making short trips to nearby places, anything that you want to get involved in with brothers or sisters or neighbors or moves or anything with your vehicles or electronics, we're going to really start to see this lighting up, and we want to get in there and do more, you know. And then 3 days later, on the 23rd, Venus moves into Gemini, and she's going to be there until June 17th. So, you know, of course, Venus is all about the love or the money flow or beauty or pleasure. And so now we're going to see that playing out locally or on short trips or through neighbors or siblings or talks and meetings and flirtations and sales and writing and all of this. So it's definitely going to add something very positive to the equation. And then the really big news is on the 25th, 2 days later, Jupiter moves into Gemini, first time in 12 years. And so Jupiter comes in at 7:15 p.m. Eastern on the 25th and is going to tour through Gemini until June 9th next year, 2025. And so Jupiter wants to take things bigger. It wants us to be happy. It wants us to be prosperous. So it's going to do that through our talks and meetings, through sales and writing, through interviews and auditions, through flirtations and what we're doing with our short trips and local activities and vehicles and electronics and siblings and neighbors and moves. And so we are going to probably take on something big there in the year ahead. And I would also say that now Jupiter-ruled topics are coming into these conversations and flirtations and decisions and sales, et cetera. So that would mean that maybe all of a sudden we're seeing something take off with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting in those realms. Or maybe there is relocation to a distant place or something foreign or travel abroad coming into some of these talks and ideas and decisions that or flirtations or whatever Gemini theme. It could be that we are focused on legal agreements, and there's going to be a really big legal contract coming your way in this year ahead. It could be educational, so maybe it's time to learn something new, to get certified, or to start teaching and sharing your wisdom in something over this year ahead. It can also be about ceremonies, so you might be attending more weddings or graduations or any other kind of ceremonies in this year that are a big deal. Maybe it's for you, you know, maybe it's for others and something big happens to you. It also can be about bringing religion, politics, philosophy into these stories. And so you really want to go with what it is you're being drawn to here. This is, you know, one of those beneficial standout years in those arenas. And so the Sun, Venus, and Jupiter are joining to make this some really spectacular story, starting from the 20th and going on, you know, with Jupiter all the way until next year. All right, and then finally in May, we have the full moon in Sagittarius. This is on the 23rd. It is at 9:53 a.m. Eastern, and so some of you guys or many of you guys may experience this in the peak as it's building up on the 22nd, since this is going to perfect early in the morning on 23rd. But either way, the 22nd to 23rd, you can have big events happening as things wrap up, culminate, break through, come through, are achieved, celebrated, or ended in Sagittarius. So this is about what is climaxing there with legal contracts, travel plans, distant situations, anything educational, anything media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So it should be a really interesting thing that this climax is here on the 23rd, and then 2 days later on the 25th, Jupiter, which rules all those topics, is going to then move into Gemini, where we're really going to have this new boost in direction with those themes. So So, wow, what a month, right? So for Aries, you know, Pluto retrograding in your zone of friends and groups and online interests and your own aspirations and original projects means you're kind of slowing down to go back to the past or rework the current, you know, with a focus on Pluto. You know, do you need to make changes? Do you need to purge some things? Do you need to empower yourself? Is there something financial or sexual or third party that needs to be readdressed? You're going to have plenty of months to kind of go through that and find what you need to work out. On the 7th, the new moon kicks in, so you have 2 weeks of forward momentum that can help boost you into something new or next chapter in a current situation when it comes to what's going on with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. Within the first week of that, on the 15th, Mercury will come in, so you should be getting into your interviews or offers or your talks or meetings or sales or writing or short trips or decisions about all of that moving forward, and you're going to have Mercury there till June 3rd, so make the most of that combination. And then we have all this Gemini energy, so this for Aries is straight up about your, you know, really getting a lot more energy coming into play with talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities, anything going on with your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, vehicles, electronics, moves, or flirtations. So the sun shows up on the 20th and puts 30 days of spotlight on all of that, really kind of urging you to get in there and get more active, pursuing your interests, helping you stand out there. On the 23rd, Venus comes on board. She's going to bring love or income flow through all that, or she might help you focus on the beauty or the pleasure there. She's there till June 17th. And Jupiter, the big deal, comes in on the 25th for a whole year, all the way until June 9th of 2025. And so this is going to open up your world in some kind of expansive, happy, or prosperous way, helping you take things bigger when it comes to talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, or what's happening with your brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, or electronics. Finally, there is that full moon on the 23rd in the same realm of Jupiter's rule, which is this full moon in Sagittarius. So Aries, something climaxing for you with legal matters, travel plans, distant situations, education, media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, a ceremony, or something with religion or politics. So you're wrapping things up, marking endings, or you're celebrating and achieving, or a little bit of all of that, you know, as something climaxes. For Taurus, Pluto retrograding on the 2nd of May through October 11th means you get to kind of slow down on this big, powerful push that's been going on in your life about personal goals or career or status or authority figures. So now you can kind of take your time to go back and readdress any financial interests there, any third-party shared scenario, empowerment, your sex life, you know, and how you can kind of catch up or tweak something there over the months ahead. The new moon on the 7th is in your sign, and so this is really giving you a nice boost, Taurus, for the next 2 weeks, helping you start something new on a personal or physical level, or take what you're doing or what's going on with you to the next chapter so you can focus on your body or your image or brand or name or title or anything that you want to be involved in that would give you this nice kick forward. Mercury's going to come on board after the first week on the 15th and will be there till June 3rd. So that's really going to get you into a lot more talks or meetings, sales, offers, short trips, decisions that are about you and your interests. So it will help add to that story. Then we have all this Gemini energy kicking off starting on the 20th onward. And so Taurus, this is really going to be focused on giving you a major launch with your income, your purchases, your products, or what you're doing with your possessions. So starting on the 20th, the sun puts a big beam of light on this for 30 days, really says show up, get involved, do what you need to do, promote yourself, pursue your interests there. 3 days later, Venus comes on board. She can bring more money flow to all of that, or she may involve a love interest, or she may bring more focus on beauty or pleasure in that story for you. She's there till June 17th. And then the big news is Jupiter comes on board on the 25th, has not been here in 12 years, a very long time. And Taurus, you know, this is going to help you take things bigger, find more happiness or prosperity, grow something when it comes to your income, purchases, products, or possessions. And again, you might be applying legal contracts to some of that, or learning or teaching something, or traveling or relocating to make this happen, or see more going on with media or marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics as it takes this bigger approach to your income potential, your products, possessions, or purchases. And then finally, we do have that full moon. This is on the 23rd, and for Taurus, this is bringing something to a climax with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, taxes, insurance, or any other kind of financial realm, or with your sexual attractions or interests, your reproductive needs, your divorce, or any third-party stories that are playing out for you. So big wrap-up, big endings, or big achievements, breakthroughs, or celebrations as the energy climaxes with one of those topics for you. And again, like for all signs, you could experience this on the 22nd in the build-up or on the 23rd. All right, so for Gemini, Pluto retrogrades on the 2nd, so allowing you to kind of slow down and catch up with what's been going on with legal matters, travel plans, relocation, distant situations, education, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So Gemini has quite a list there. And, you know, you guys can now kind of catch up over the months ahead with where you are financially in that mix, or sexually, or with third-party involvement, or how you're trying to empower or purge or make changes and evolve the story there. Then on the 7th, we have that new moon, which gives you 2 weeks of forward momentum, Gemini, help you start something new or take what you're already doing and move it into that next chapter. And for you, this could be something artistic. It could be something romantic, it could be something spiritual, or it could be about what's going on with research and development, institutions. If you're trying to tackle bad habits or addictions, this would be a good time to start, or anything with secrets that you're digging up, you know. So launching forward there, by the next week, by the 15th, Mercury moves into the same territory. Now you can hear from people or get into those talks or meetings or sales or writing or short trips or moves or decisions about those artistic, romantic, spiritual matters or the institution's research, addictions, or secrets. Now we have all this energy starting to play out in your sign, Gemini. This is such a big deal for you this month. So starting on the 20th, the sun moves into Gemini and will be there for 30 days. This spotlights you, Gemini. You're standing out. You're, you know, people are noticing you. It's a really good time to show up for yourself. What do you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity? You have 30 days, which gives you that edge. 3 days later, Venus moves into your sign. She'll be there till June 17th. She's going to make you feel and look more beautiful and experience more pleasure, or focus your image or brand or showing up and getting involved when it comes to true love or income flow. So she adds that to the story. She should be bringing more enjoyment there for you. And then the really big news, on the 25th, Jupiter moves into Gemini for the first time in 12 years and will tour there for a year all the way till June 9th, 2025. And so it's just one of your breakout years of life, Gemini. You know, putting yourself out there. Is there anything you wanted to do to make yourself grow or have more happiness or prosperity or go big on something that involves travel or distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media marketing, ceremonies, religion, politics? It's all at your feet now, Gemini, so see where this takes you. And then there's also a full moon this month on the 23rd. And for Gemini, this is in your relationship zone. So this is building up on the 22nd, peaking early in the morning on the 23rd, so you may experience it either day or both days. And it's about the big climactic moments that you're having either with romantic or business partners, with clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or any other such one-on-one scenario. And so, you know, wrapping things up with some of these people, celebrating, achieving, or ending certain things, there you have it. All right, so for Cancer, Pluto retrograding on the 2nd of May and staying in retrograde now until October 11th is going to allow you to kind of slow down and catch up with any of the changes that have been going on financially in your life, with your sex life, your reproductive needs, a divorce, or any third-party stories. And so you have the months now to kind of reassess, go back to the past, work on the current. It's just like a typical retrograde do-over. See what it is that you want to tweak in some way or let go in those areas. Then we have that new moon on the 7th, and so for Cancer, this opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum where you can start new things or you can take what you're already involved in and move those forward. And so this can be what you're doing about a personal aspiration or an original project, or this can be new opportunities with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings. And as that 2 weeks of forward boost is going on, a week into it, Mercury moves into the same territory on the 15th and will be there till June 3rd. So this really helps you get into the talks or gather the invitations or meet with others, take short trips, write, focus on sales, flirtations, offers, decisions about those themes. Now, we have a lot going on in Gemini starting on the 20th, and this is a big deal this month. And so Cancer, this is going to play out in the arts for you, so it could be around film or music or painting or anything muse-driven. It also can be playing out in your romantic life, your karmic past life connections, anything with your spirituality or your psychic abilities, anything with tackling bad habits or addictions, secrets or deceptions, anything around big bodies of water, anything with institutions or research and development. So pick one, pick them all. Starting on the 20th, the sun moves into this territory and illuminates it in your life for the next 30 days, really urging you to show up and be involved, either physically involved or make it personal and tie your name or your brand or your image or something like that into it. Overlapping that, starting on the 23rd, Venus moves into this territory, so she wants to bring the good stuff. She wants to smooth out issues and attract love or income flow through those artistic, romantic, or spiritual realms or with the institutions or the research. She also wants to bring more pleasure and joy and beauty into those stories, so she's a really great influence. And then the best influence of all, starting on the 25th, Jupiter moves into this territory for you and will be here for over a year until June 9th of 2025. First time in 12 years you've experienced this. So, Cancer, Jupiter really wants to take things bigger in those realms or bring more happiness or prosperity towards you through those realms or help you focus on Jupiter influences. So when it comes to the arts, the spirituality, the romance, the institutions, the addictions, the secrets, the research, Jupiter can help you through travel or distant situations, through legal agreements, through education, through media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So you're going to see things really take off starting at the end of the month in one or more of those areas. Pay attention and jump in. On the 23rd, we do have the full moon in Sagittarius. So for Cancer, this could be experienced on the 22nd as it builds up or on the 23rd as it perfects. And it's about what is climaxing for you with work or health, or with your animals, or with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So wrapping up things you've been working on, celebrating, achieving goals, or marking endings in those realms. For Leo, Pluto retrograding on the 2nd and staying in retrograde motion until October 11th means you can kind of slow down on some of the major changes that have been going on with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or any of those important one-on-one connections. And you can take these months to reassess things, to go back over, maybe reconnect with somebody past, or rework the current situation, or take a break altogether. You can focus on the financial, or the sexual, or the reproductive, or the third party, or the divorce needs in those stories with these people, and kind of figure something out over these months. The new moon on the 7th is in Leo's 10th house of career, personal life goals, status, fame, and authority figures like bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, and the like. So you have this big boost forward from the cosmos over the next 2 weeks that can help you start something new or take what you're doing into that next chapter. So you definitely want to be proactive about that. And then Mercury will join that story starting on the 15th. And so this can definitely help you get into talks or meetings or interviews, field offers or proposals or decisions, write or focus on the sales as they pertain to these goals, career matters, or authority figures. And Mercury will be there until June 3rd. Now, the Gemini energy kicking in starting on the 20th. For Leo, this is very social for you. You're about to enter one of the biggest social years of your life. This is about what's going on with your own aspirations and original projects, what's going on with friends and associates, what's happening with groups, parties, events, or gatherings, anything online, anything with astrology or charities. And so it starts with the sun moving in there on the 20th for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you in those realms, really getting you front and center, the center of attention in those arenas, helping you pursue your interests, stand out, promote yourself, go for it. And 3 days later, Venus joins in, so she brings the potential for love or income flow through any of those realms, or she also could bring more pleasure or beauty into the story that's going on with these friends or groups or online pursuits or gatherings, etc. She's there until June 17th. And then the really big news is on the 25th, Jupiter comes into this realm for you, Leo, and will be there until June 9th, 2025. So Jupiter wants to take this big over the top, wants to bring more happiness, more prosperity, wants to introduce media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, legal contracts, travel, foreign markets, foreign people, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, politics into these stories. So you may be at a really big ceremony with friends, or you may be putting a big media venture over the top online, or, you know, you get the idea. So it's really something you want to jump into and go for. And then we also have the full moon climaxing on the 23rd. And for Leo, this is in your fifth house of creative projects and talents, anything to do with children, anything with your love life or a lover, or anything about recreation in your life. So building up on the 22nd, climaxing on the 23rd, either day or both, you may have your big moments of wrapping things up, celebrating, achieving, or marking endings in those realms. For Virgo, Pluto going retrograde on the 2nd of May through October 11th means you are starting to slow down and catch up to all the changes that have been going on with your work or your health or your animals or anything with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. And you're now going to be going back over things. You might revisit something past or someone past, or you might be focused on the current situation and how you want to tweak it. There might be some need to look at the financial or sexual or intimate or divorce or third-party influences in those stories in your life and what you want to kind of work on over these months ahead so you're ready to launch forward again when it's direct in the fall. The new moon on the 7th is giving you that cosmic boost forward, allowing you to launch into something new or take what you're already involved in and move it into that next chapter. And for you, Virgo, this is about media ventures, marketing campaigns, educational pursuits, legal contracts, travel plans, people at a distance or foreign interests or global markets or anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So 2 weeks to really start something that is going to launch you forward or take what you're already doing and really take it those steps ahead. And then also joining in on this story starting on the 15th, Mercury comes into those same realms, really helping you get into talks or meetings with people, make decisions about these things, field offers, write or focus on the sales or the short trips or the decisions about those topics. And Mercury will be getting this going from the 15th through June 3rd. Now we have all this energy in Gemini, which Virgo, this is one heck of a big boost for you guys because this is at the apex of your chart. This has to do with your life goals, your career, your status or fame or anything with higher up people, producers, mentors, parents, bosses, you name it. So starting on the 20th, the sun moves into this territory for 30 days and spotlights you there, helps you stand out, helps you go for what you want, helps you pursue your interests and promote yourself. So getting involved with those goals or career matters or the fame or the authority figures, this is where it's at for you. Then 3 days later, Venus joins in. She will help bring that attraction quality to what you're doing there, so you may attract love or income flow with these goals or career matters or authority figures. You also may see Venus bringing a lot more pleasure or beauty into the story for you, and she is there until June 17th. And then the really big deal is Jupiter is showing up in this realm for you for the first time in 12 years. This starts on the 25th of May and will run until June 9th, 2025. Jupiter wants to take your goals, your career, your fame, or what you're doing with these higher up authority figures bigger, wants to focus on the happiness or the prosperity, wants to bring some luck into the game, wants to bring anything Jupiter related to those topics. So it might bring travel or distant people, legal contracts, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics to those themes. So you really want to dive in and start the ball rolling as this all starts showing up, and it's going to be a big thing. And we also have the full moon on the 23rd. So for Virgo, this is something climaxing at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs. So, you know, it builds up on the 22nd, it perfects on the 23rd. You could experience events either days or both. So, you know, big celebrations and achievements in those realms, or wrapping up something you've been doing there, or marking an ending altogether there as things climax. For Libra, Pluto starting his retrograde on the retrograding into October 11th. Means that you're going to kind of slow down and catch up to all the changes that have been going on creatively with kids, with lovers, your love life, or anything recreational, and you'll have these months to kind of go in and see what you want to tweak or let go or rework in some way with the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, or third-party influences there. We have a lot more for Libra, so hang in there. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? Like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh, over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Hey Libra, so we then move into the new moon on the 7th. That is going to give you 2 weeks of forward momentum. You can start something new, or you can take what you're already involved in and take it to the next chapter or level. And this has to do with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your taxes, your insurance, your partner's money, alimony, or any other kind of financial resource that's outside of your own personal income. And it also equally could be about your sex life, a sexual attraction, reproductive need, divorce, or some third-party story that you're ready to get involved in with some area of your life. So you do have 2 weeks kicking you forward starting on the 7th, overlapping that starting on the 15th. Mercury comes into that same territory and will be there till June 3rd. So that's going to help you get into the talks or meet people or focus on the writing or sales or agreements or decisions or offers coming in around those topics. Then we have all this energy in Gemini from the 20th onward. And so, Libra, this is going to really take things bigger for you in your ninth house. So this is going to be about travel or distant situations or foreign people or influences or import-export. It's going to be about legal agreements. It's going to be about education, whether you're teaching or learning. It's going to be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It's going to be about ceremonies of all different kinds or anything with religion or politics. So starting on the 20th, the sun illuminates this arena and will illuminate it for 30 days, really urging you to get in there and get involved with one or more of these topics and to pursue your interests, promote yourself, and stand out and shine. Overlapping that starting on the 23rd, Venus moves into the same territory, bringing the potential for falling in love or doing something with a love interest or pursuing income or finding more pleasure or beauty through those realms. And she's there until June 17th. And then the big, big news is Jupiter comes into this arena for the first time in 12 years, Libra. So starting on the 25th of May until June 9th, 2025, you are going to host Jupiter in this realm of travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political realms. And Jupiter is there to either take something really big and over the top or to help you find personal growth or happiness or prosperity through these realms. So this combination is rocking it for you. Jump in and see where it takes you. And then finally on the 23rd, we do have the full moon climaxing. This is going to be in the morning of the 23rd, so you may experience it in the buildup on the 22nd or the 23rd. And Libra, this is something big that is culminating around news you hear or an offer coming in or an important talk or meeting or something big going on with your writing or your sales, your agreement, your proposals, or anything in the physical realm with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, your vehicles or your electronics or your short trips to nearby places. So big celebrations or achievements, or you're wrapping something up, or you're marking an ending in some area through one of those realms. For Scorpio, Pluto is your ruler, and it is retrograding on the 2nd and will be in retrograde until October 11th, so it's allowing you to kind of slow down and catch up with the changes that have been occurring at home or with family, with parents, roommates, with moves, renovations, or real estate deals over these months. And Scorpio, you know, you can kind of readdress where you are financially or sexually or through divorce or third-party influences here, what you want to kind of purge or revisit from the past or rework in the current situation so that you get it right. Now, we have a new moon on the 7th, which is in your relationship zone, Scorpio. This opens up 2 weeks of forward momentum. You guys can start new relationships. You can start new projects with current relationships. You can take current relationships into new directions or chapters. It's all about what is fresh and new before you with these people. This is partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. And so you have 2 weeks starting on the 7th, overlapping that starting on the 15th. Mercury joins the same territory, and that will help you get into talks or meetings with these key relationships, or it will help you with offers or proposals or decisions with them, or help you with writing or sales with them, or you might be doing more short trips or local activities with them, and that lasts until June 3rd. Then we have all this energy moving into Gemini. This is your power zone, Scorpio, starting on the 20th. So this means that there is going to be a ton of focus on anything in your financial life, the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the alimony, the child support, your partner's money, whatever that outside financial flow is for you. So the sun moves in here on the 30th. Well, I should also say the other part before I get into that. This is also, besides finances, Scorpio, this is about your sex life and that getting magnified now, or something with your reproductive life, or something with a divorce, or if there's somebody being born or crossing over, or if there's something going on with third-party stories that you are involved with. So starting on the 20th, you know, this the sun puts its spotlight on all of that for you for 30 days and encourages you to show up, get more involved, pursue your interests, promote yourself, do what you can to shine in those arenas. Venus will also come into this story starting on the 23rd through June 17th. And Venus wants to bring more love or income flow through those sexual, intimate, financial, divorce, or third-party stories. And she may also bring more pleasure or joy or beauty there. And then on the 25th, the really big news is Jupiter comes into these realms for you, first time in 12 years, and will tour here until next year, June 9th, 2025. So Scorpio, Jupiter wants to take something big or wants to bring more focus on happiness or prosperity or growth, or wants to bring in Jupiter themes like travel or something happening at a distance, or legal agreements or decisions or educational pursuits or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or ceremonies, religion, or politics. And all of this is playing out in this transformative zone of yours of sex and intimacy, your financial life, your third-party influences, or divorce, births, or death. So really big stuff kicking off here. Lean into all the positive and see where this takes you. The full moon on the 23rd is bringing something to a climax involving your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you might be celebrating something, achieving, wrapping something up you've been working on, or marking an ending in one of those areas. For Sagittarius, Pluto retrogrades the 2nd of May through October 11th. So over these months, you are going to kind of slow down and catch up with the big changes that have been going on with your ideas, your communications, your commerce, anything with siblings or neighbors, moves, vehicles, recreation, recreational vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. So, you know, you can kind of look at where you are financially or intimately, sexually, or with third-party people or a divorce. Needs in those stories and how you're going to kind of tweak things or rework them over these months ahead. On the 7th, we have that new moon, and it will give you 2 weeks of forward momentum. For Sag, this is about your work or your health, so you can really launch new things or take what you're doing and move it forward in a new way. It could also be about animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help, so really go for that. And overlapping this 2 weeks of momentum, starting on the 15th, Mercury enters that territory. So Sag, helping you hear from people, field offers, meet, talk, focus on sales, writing, agreements, decisions about your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your or hired help. You'll have Mercury there till June 3rd. All right, so then we have all this Gemini energy. Oh, my gosh, Sagittarius, this is all about relationship for you, and it's going to be one of those off-the-chart years coming up because of all this kicking in now. So when I say relationship, Sag, this could be a romantic partner. It could be a business partner. It could be about clients. It could be about specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So starting on the 20th, the sun moves into this realm of relationship for you, and we'll put a spotlight on it for the next 30 days, really urging you to show up, get more involved physically, or pursue your interests, promote yourself through these people, or really stand out and shine and attract them to you, I suppose. And then, you know, 3 days later, as the sun is moving through this, on the 23rd, Venus joins in. Venus really wants to attract the love or income flow or the beauty or pleasure with these one-on-one relationships. And she's going to be there through June 17th, a very good influence. And then if that's not enough, the big deal is Jupiter. Jupiter arrives in your relationship zone on the 25th of May and will be there until next year, June 9th, 2025. Sag, Jupiter wants to take something really big with a partner, a client, or all your clients or your specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or advocates. Jupiter wants to see growth for you, happiness, prosperity for you through these one-on-ones. It may introduce legal contracts, educational pursuits, media, marketing ventures, ceremonies, travel, distant situations, politics, religion, with these one-on-one relationships to take it bigger. So there you have it. Time to connect. Move into this. And then we have that full moon in your sign on the 23rd. Sag, this is bringing something to a climax for you personally or physically. So, you know, this may be that you're wrapping up something that's been going on with your body or image or brand or name or title or needs and or ending something altogether, or it may be that you're finally achieving something or having breakthroughs or celebrations that are aimed at you as you're the center of attention now. So either way, it is climactic, building up on the 22nd or perfecting on the 23rd. For Capricorn, Capricorn Pluto retrogrades on the 2nd of May through October 11th. So this is going to, in the first part of this, going to really be focused on slowing down and catching up with any changes that have been going on with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. You can reassess. You can go back to the past and focus on something there or the current situation, where you are with outside resources financially or what's happening with your sex life or a divorce or third-party influences here that might impact this. So you're kind of sussing it out over these months and then figuring something out there. On the 7th, we have the new moon. This gives you 2 weeks of forward boost from the cosmos, helping start something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter. In Capricorn, this is about your love life or a lover, or this is about creative endeavors, recreational pursuits, or the kids, or maybe all of the above. So time to start new things or take what you're doing forward in new ways, overlapping that two-week period. But starting on the 15th, so maybe just one of those 2 weeks, Mercury comes in and will be there until June 3rd. So this is going to help you meet with people, talk with them, share ideas, flirtations, offers, decisions, focus on writing or sales or short trips about the lover, the kids, the creativity, or the fun. All right, so then we have all this energy in Gemini. This is where it's going to get really big for you up ahead. So Capricorn, this is going to be about your work or your health or a combination of both. Or this is going to be about anything having to do with animals or paperwork or coworkers or hired help in your life. So starting on the 20th, the sun moves into this territory and will shine its light there for 30 days. Really urging you to show up, get more physically involved, or make it more about your image or brand or identity or needs in those stories, and make it about you. Pursue your interests, promote yourself, shine in those arenas. Venus joins in on the 23rd and will be there till June 17th. So she wants to help attract the love or the income or the beauty or the pleasure through your work or your coworkers or your hired help or your health pursuits or what you're doing with your animals or paperwork. And then the big news is Jupiter comes into this territory on the 25th. First time in 12 years, Capricorn is going to be there until next year, June 9th of 2025. Jupiter wants to take things bigger, bring more prosperity or happiness through your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. It may introduce legal contracts, education, media, marketing, travel, distant situations, ceremonies, religion, or politics to the story. So see where this is going. This should be the big beginning of something great. The full moon on the 23rd brings something to a climax in your 12th house, Capricorn. So building up on the 22nd, perfecting on the 23rd, you could have your big event on either day. This is about what is culminating with something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, with institutions, research and development, addictions, or secrets. So you're having this big epic moment where you're celebrating and achieving or wrapping things up or marking endings in one of those realms. For Aquarius, Pluto is going to start its retrograde in your sign on May 2nd. The retrograde will last until October 11th, although it will exit your sign on September 1st and go back into Capricorn. But we're going to focus on what it's doing in your sign at this time. And so, you know, Aquarius is giving you some time to kind of slow down and catch up with the big changes that have been going on with you, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your needs, the things you're involved in physically. You know, and allow you to have this time to kind of reassess, go back to the past or rework the current, look at where you are financially or sexually or intimately or reproductively or with mortality or divorce or third-party stories so that you're ready to move forward again when it is direct. The new moon on the 7th, Aquarius, is going to help give you that cosmic boost and start something new or take what you're already involved with over the next 2 weeks that has to do with your home, moving that forward, or real estate deals, or moves, or renovations, or what's happening with your family, a parent, a roommate. And Mercury is going to join that story starting on the 15th of May and will be there till June 3rd. So now you can hear from people, get the offers coming in, or the news, or the talks, or the meetings about those themes. Or you can involve siblings, or neighbors, or vehicles, or electronics, or you know, your own decisions about those themes as you're moving forward. Now, we're going to have a lot going on, excuse me, in Gemini this month, and it's going to get really big. So, Aquarius, this is going to be focused on your creativity, your creative talents, and or your creative projects, your kids or kids in general, your love life or a lover or anything recreational. You can pick one or do all of that. Starting on the 20th, the sun puts a spotlight on those areas of your life and will stay spotlighting it for 30 days. This is your cue to show up, get more physically involved, pursue your interests, promote what you want, shine in those areas. Overlapping that, starting 3 days later on the 23rd, Venus moves into this territory. Whoa, that's great, right? Because Venus is about love and fun and beauty and money flow. And now she's arrived in this creative, recreational, lover and kids zone of yours. And she's going to be there helping attract things to you in those realms up through June 17th. And then the really big news is Jupiter arrived in this territory of lovers, kids, creative projects and recreation starting on the 25th of May and will be there for over a year until June 9th of 2025. So, Aquarius, this is going to take things bigger, over the top, bring more focus on happiness or prosperity, or bring in legal agreements, travel plans, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, politics that are focused on your creativity or the kids or the lover or the recreation for you. So it's all about to take off, dive in, enjoy. And then we do have that full moon on the 23rd, so for Aquarius, this is building up on the 22nd, perfecting the 23rd, so either day or both. You may have your climactic moment with friends, groups, associates, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or with your own aspirations or original projects. Aim high. You might be achieving, celebrating, wrapping something up, or marking an ending there. For Pisces, Pluto is retrograding on May 2nd through October 11th. allowing you to slow down and catch up to the big changes that have been going on behind the scenes with your romantic, artistic, or spiritual life, with institutions, with research and development, or anything karmic in your life, and really giving you the months ahead to kind of reassess, go back to the past, or refocus the current, and what you want to purge and let go, what you want to rework in some way, so that you're ready when things go forward again in the fall. The new moon on the 7th is in your zone of communications, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your offers and decisions, as well as anything with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, or electronics. So you are getting 2 weeks of cosmic boost to help you start something new or take what you're doing into the next chapter. And Mercury will join in on the 15th all the way until June 3rd, helping create more momentum in those realms, helping you juggle two or more things at the same time, and really getting that ball rolling. Now, there's all this energy really pouring into Gemini this month from the 20th onward, and it's going to get big. And Pisces, this is a standout year for you when it up ahead, coming when it has to do with your home or a move, your renovations, your real estate deals, your family, a parent, or a roommate. So starting on the 20th, the sun moves in and illuminates those arenas for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you there and saying, show up, get involved, do something, pursue your interests, promote yourself, shine. Venus joins that story on the 23rd all the way until June 17th. She wants to bring love into those realms, or more income flow, or beauty, or pleasure. And then the big news on the 25th, Jupiter comes into this story of your home, your move, your renovation, your real estate deal, your parent, your roommate, your family. Jupiter hasn't been here in 12 years. It wants to go big. It wants to bring more prosperity or happiness. It wants you to get into, you know, travel or relocation, legal contracts, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics through those realms to take something bigger in your life. And then on the 23rd, we have the full moon peak. This is in your 10th house, Pisces, so building up on the 22nd, perfecting on the 23rd, and you will either have something to celebrate and achieve, or something you're wrapping up or ending when it comes to a major life goal of yours, your career, your status, your fame, or something with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, mentor, teacher, or some other type of higher up. So that's it, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I hope everybody has a spectacular May, and I will be back next time, God willing. Have a good one. Bye-bye.